magic. That is the conversation we're going to be doing today with Catherine McCord, all about her new book, meal prepping, and some fun recipes that she has. Also, just like overall, this book just came out, but is not only obviously like aesthetically pleasing. I also love this, the way that it looks on the bookshelf, but also it's much more than just a cookbook. So we're going to talk about all of that. Also, it's Earth Week, and on Saturday is Earth Day. So I posted a great video that Catherine posted on her Instagram just about ways that you can be more environmentally friendly and eco-friendly in your home by making small, little, non-intimidating and non-daunting edits into kind of your daily routine in your household, which I love that. So, and also we had an amazing dress launch yesterday with Cleo Bella. So excited about that. I wear that dress all the time. Yay!
Oh, technology. Oh, technology.
Isn't it so fun? Congratulations. This is amazing.
I love it. It's like 2.5 years of creating a book, which, you know, working on any project that you're passionate about, you just like want to birth it like a baby.
Yeah, it's so true. It's also like, you know, books take so long to actually like get the final product out there. And it's such, as you're saying, like you've been excited about it for 2.5 years or even longer since you've been doing it. And it's finally out there. So I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah,
it came out last week, right?
It's like new and fresh. So, and I mean, a lot of the book was born from, really, it started at the beginning of the pandemic when my husband went to the grocery store and bought 200 cans of beans. Because he's like, the world is ending. We need lots of beans. And I was like, what am I going to do with all of these? Like, what are you thinking? So it really just came based on like, what do you do when you have to feed yourself, your family, and you only have those sort of base ingredients like eggs or bread or cheese, or, you know, you just have some chicken and you're like, what am I supposed to do with this? So those kind of like base ingredients that you can kind of mix and match and make all kinds of different recipes.
Yeah. I mean, I love also, it's not only beautiful, and I know that I've been following you for like a while, so I know that it is a labor of love, and that you know, cookbooks also, I imagine, are just so much more tedious with like the details and also just like all of the, because so much thought goes into making this book as beautiful as it is. And, you know, you're in your home, you're with your family, you get a really good sense of that. And also just like the kind of environment that you have in your home when reading this book and also following you, of course. But, this is more than a cookbook, which is what I think is, you know, really important for people to know, is that yes, this has amazing recipes and it's beautiful and the food looks beautiful and so yummy. And it's also just about a lifestyle and also like what you can do in your home to make the kitchen and just feeding your family easy. So can you just talk a little bit about why you wanted to make this more than a cookbook, which is amazing anyway?
Well, I mean, just like it really also started with the fact that I don't know, maybe I've like gone inward, and maybe this will resonate for anyone who's watching us as a possibly a type A person or like organization. I realized like when you're a couple or you're by yourself in your life, you have full control over your space and, you know, where things go and sort of like a rhythm and a routine. I have 3 kids now and a husband and just a busy house, and like people are moving my stuff around all the time. And I realized that having a system and organization, especially in my kitchen, because the kitchen is for many people the most trafficked part of your house. And like just the refrigerator, like I wish we had a, like a step counter on the refrigerator for how many times it gets opened in a day. So as soon as I realized like, let's create zen in our kitchen. Let's remove everything from your pantry, your refrigerator, your drawers, even like your junk drawer, and put it all out. Donate as much as you can. So that goes with that kind of like Earth Day, keeping things really simple, reuse, recycle, and throw away anything that is not like kind of like that Marie Kondo, like sparking joy in your life. So that now that your kitchen is like fully organized, you have different containers for meal prepping, drawers in your refrigerator, opposed to like just stuff like thrown in there. Take out all of the kind of boxed pasta and rice and everything that's like cluttering your refrigerator and your pantry. And I'll show you, like, this is a picture of my pantry, just because like, as soon as you get those kind of glass jars and it just, it looks soothing. And even for your kids, like having different areas with like sweet snacks or salty snacks, or in your refrigerator with like a bin for cucumbers or apples so they can kind of grab as they want. And then you can start what I call the Pope method, which is purge. So getting it all out and organizing it, and then meal prep. That third P is for prep. And that's when you really get everything on the Sunday that you're meal prepping. Like, I'm going to make pasta and turn it into 2-3 recipes, or rice, or roast vegetables. And then you have a system so that you're not during the week like, oh my God, I don't have anything for, you know, for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner. And you end up spending so much more time and money than you would if you're like, okay, I actually know what I'm going to make for the week.
On Sundays, I feel like most people, and from people who are asking, it's called meal prep magic. But for people who go to like farmers markets on Sundays, that's a big thing that we do in our household, especially since having kids. I feel like it's such a fun thing for kids to be able to kind of partake in, to do on Sundays. And for people who do that and also want to be mindful of meal prep and waste and things like that for their family, but also having things that they can easily pull out of the refrigerator, give their kids if it's snacks or meals, what are some staples that you would suggest for people to buy every Sunday at the farmer's market to just like have on hand that make meals?
I always like seasonal. Like, we're lucky we live in California. So I mean, you and I are both huge farmer's market advocates because you're getting food at the peak of perfection. I think that you get a lot of kids who, especially who, you know, because kids are born with 20,000 taste buds, like they're, everything is so intense to them. But when you have fruits like even strawberries or sugar snap pea or asparagus, and it like, it doesn't taste good because it's from the grocery, it's been like planes, trains, and automobiles to get there. Like the farmer's market, you tend to have this food that is just so fresh, tastes so good. So it's a great way to expose kids to foods. And then what, you know, you're talking about just like at the farmer's market, I would always say, make sure to get things that are going to last a while. So like apples and oranges, but also letting your family like try different foods. Because I think that all of us, if we ended up getting to just like pick one thing that we're excited to cook, or like it's interesting to us, or the farmer, like a lot of farmers will let kids and adults like try things before they buy them. That can be just a great way to, you know, to have your meal prep, like foods that you want to cook. And then beyond that, I would say, you know, make a list on your phone, on a pad of paper, of the 10 foods that you or your family love, and just make sure to always keep them in the house so that if it's like, you know, you're like, you love quesadillas and tacos, like always have tortillas, you keep them in the refrigerator or the freezer, just like stockpiling the foods that you know can be mixed and matched.
Are there items that you would tell everybody, farmer's market or not, to just have in your home? I remember my aunt always telling me that one of the things she always has in her home is a roast chicken in the refrigerator, because you can do so many different things with it. Is there something like that that you would tell people who maybe aren't as advanced in like the kitchen department to just have on hand?
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
easy to whip something up.
And chia seeds for breakfast, because like we make a ton of creamy chia pudding. And there's a recipe in the cookbook that you can do it 4 different ways. So, you know, maybe you like matcha creamy chia pudding, or peanut butter and chocolate, or raspberry. And then oats, like oats to me, like oatmeal, homemade granola, overnight oats, like super simple. And then I really like, I lean into, and everyone can kind of throw out, you know, watching, like maybe people are vegetarian, maybe they're gluten-free, like whatever the way that you like to eat. I mean, our family, like I always keep chicken. I mean, that like chicken and freezer. And then both of both of my boys are, my husband being that boy and my son are vegetarian for the most part. Believe me, even my husband can be my other child sometimes. So tofu, yeah. So we keep tofu for them. Because it lasts forever, and I freeze a lot of tofu. So for anyone who's vegetarian, frozen tofu can almost taste like an animal protein, like chicken, because when you freeze it, you take the water out of it and then freeze it. Like there's buffalo tofu, and it just like once you cook it, it tastes like chewy. It's really good.
One of the things that, and I was watching all of the different videos that you have, which by the way, one of the recipes that I really want to try is your banana bread, because it has oats in it, and you made it look so simple by just throwing everything in the blender and just like, I was like, this is really actually a very smart way to just like do it very easily and also make it very mess and cleanup free, just like one thing. But you use the air fryer a lot, which my husband loves the air fryer. He's constantly using it, and you use it for much more than just like reheating or doing something quick.
I mean,
you actually use it.
The irony is like
meals.
We have two air fryers. I have one right here, and then I have one in my laundry room because like they'll short circuit if I plug them too close to each other. But I probably have those both going every single night. And it's just because like for me, anyone who works full time, or if you're a busy parent, like you don't have to preheat it. Like every time I want to use my oven, you have to preheat it for 20 minutes. So with the air fryer, not only do you not have to preheat it, but it cooks things like it shaves off a third of the time, and it makes everything like super crispy outside and tender inside. So I'll stick like your aunt, I'll stick a whole chicken, and 25, 30 minutes later, it's like 4-pound chicken is like crispy skin, buttery inside. It's so good.
I was really surprised to see how many different things after watching so many of your videos you can actually put in the air fryer. Like I think for a lot of people, I think of just like, oh, French fries or kale chips, like those you can put in there, but you really can put pretty much every single meal.
Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, when I'm busy, like last night I took a head of cauliflower. I chopped it up for 2 seconds and I threw just a bunch of like, you can do olive oil spray, plain salt, seasoning, whatever you want. And it cooks up in like 15 minutes and it's so caramelly on the outside and tender. And you can do it with basically any vegetable, a big piece of salmon. I mean, like you said, fries. But also my son will tell you it makes the best leftover pizza ever. Like just air frying leftover pizza is mind blowing.
Oh my God, I have to for sure try that. Another thing that I really loved about just like your overall message with this book and also what you talk about on your Instagram and is just like the waste aspect. I feel like with having kids, there's so much that might go uneaten or just like left over on plates or left over at snack time. And you had shown a couple of different things that that I thought were really great and super easy to implement in a home of just, you know, whether it's fruit and vegetable waste or just like leftover smoothie waste, and just keeping things like on hand in the freezer, which I think applies to kids of all ages. Can you run us through a couple of those for people who might want to implement those into their home? Because they're also very eco-friendly.
Right. So I started going to your smoothie point, I started making smoothies. Like we have a smoothie most mornings, many mornings. And like without a doubt, someone drinks half and runs out because we have to like go to school or whatever. And so I started like totally by accident being like, I'm not going to waste this, pouring it the rest into a smoothie, into a popsicle mold. And then when my kids get home, like here's a popsicle and it's got all those like collagen and bee pollen, hemp seeds, like protein powder, all the fruits and vegetables. So anytime you have a leftover smoothie or anytime you make smoothies, make a little bit more to pour them into popsicle molds. You can even do like little Dixie cups and put a popsicle stick in there. We have a dehydrator. So anytime I have overripe fruit, going back to the farmer's market, whenever they have like second, like bruised peaches, overripe strawberries, mango, persimmons, I dehydrate and you just puree the fruit and you pour it on a dehydrator sheet and it makes the most insane fruit leather. Not like the kind, like the plasticky kind, just like.
Like the one. The ones that we ate as children.
But I mean, there's like a trend now on TikTok where you put ice cream in it and roll it up, which by the way, works beautifully with homemade fruit leather. But it's all about like the homemade fruit leather. My kids will just rip it off and it by dehydrating food. So anytime you have shiitake mushrooms, I make shiitake bacon. You can make any kind of things. It just, with a dehydrator, it cooks everything at a very low temperature, so it doesn't hurt the integrity of the food, but it just concentrates the flavor and the texture. So that's one. And another one, you graciously shared a video. Thank you. I have this machine, and anyone can DM me for like if you want like a air fryer recommendation or anything like that. But I have this thing called a Lomi, and I make compost with it. So like we have a composter outside, but I don't know if you have a composter. Sometimes just getting out to the composter just doesn't always happen and you get lazy. So yeah. I have this thing that you can put eggshells, coffee grinds, all your scraps of like carrot tops, whatever. And it makes compost within a few hours. And then I just use that in my yard. So, you know, I think that we think like, oh, I've got to throw this away. But I would say, I can take the scraps or leftover anything in your kitchen and turn it into some sort of like edible magic.
I love that. I also, so when I was looking at a couple of your videos and also looking at your book, one of the things that you said for meal prepping was if you wanted to start doing meal prepping that you needed to introduce pesto into your life, which I'm like, that's interesting, but can you explain that? Because I've never made a pesto. I've watched my cousin who's younger than me make pesto. And I'm like, it's so good. That looks so impressive. It's so fancy. But can you talk about like the importance of that and putting those in those little molds, which I also love that you did.
Later today. It can happen. It's good.
Honestly, I feel like I'm going to try an air fryer later today. I'm going to try a pesto. I feel like really... You know, these are simple things that
you can do this. I want to see you doing it because it'll inspire me. So there is a recipe in the book for any greens pesto. The idea is like, you know, you see a lot of pesto recipes and it's like only basil, but like cilantro, arugula, spinach, whatever you've got. And the recipe takes you through like the different nuts or seeds. But pesto is just like, all of my kids will crush some pesto. I use like an egg pesto melt recipe on WeLicious.com. Chicken and pesto on salmon, obviously pesto on pasta or rice. But it just makes a really great spread. And especially if you are a vegetarian, that you can put pesto on just about anything and you're going to get protein. You're going to get like a vegetable or an herb. And it's like just very citrusy. And literally you just put everything in a food processor, a blender, whiz it up. And then to your point, I have these little silicone molds. So I'll serve some at a meal and then I'll freeze it in these ice cube trays. And then you just defrost one overnight in the microwave. And you just like a cube full, like pesto is just like one of those concentrated flavor foods that adds so much to any sort of canvas, like a base.
And I feel like anybody who has a baby or who's done any feeding of a baby has those molds already on hand. So it's like, just toss them in there. So I also just want people to see that you've done like all the meal prepping for everyone, which is amazing because I feel whenever I talk to my mom, I always tell her now when it comes to food that I feel like parenting is one of those things with now that since I've become a parent, I think back on all the things that my mom has done and I'm like, oh my God, I have so much more respect for this part of parenting or this part of your parenting. And meal planning is one of them because you feel like you run out of ideas or you get bored with food. But you have a whole month of meal prepping in here. So there's literally no excuses for anybody to like be bored or run out of ideas because not only are they vegetarian options, but you have a bunch of different a different, you know, variety of different things here that you can implement, which I love. And I think is so like approachable and relatable for people who have different levels of cooking. But I think the, one of the things I also like every parent writes in and asks always about when it comes to talking about food is picky eaters. You have kids, you also have vegetarians on your hands. So you have like a wide variety of people with different palates. But what are some tips for picky eaters? My daughter's 2.5, says picky as it comes when it comes to food, unfortunately. But would love some like snack ideas or just like ideas that we can implement to kind of get her to be a little
I always think, I mean, and I give you like all parents credit because it's hard. Like feeding kids is eight, you know, you have to feed them 21 meals plus snack per child for 18 years. And when you break it down like that, like no one ever had a baby and was like, I can't wait to cook 3 meals a day. I'm pumped. So for picky eaters, I think it's about making kids active participants versus passive. So, I mean, you're doing an amazing job. Like going, just going to the farmer's market is like a great first step. You know, when we're cooking, kids like, cooking is an edible art project and we, you know, kids just want to be with their parents. They want to be with their caregiver. So involving them at any step, can you sprinkle some salt for me? Do you mind stirring this for me? Would you rather like the two choice method? Would you rather have carrots or celery? Would you rather have an apple or a banana so that you're making your kids like part of the process? And, you know, I always think DIY meals in my family, because like you said, we have vegetarians, gluten-free. My daughters are like straight up carnivores. So we do a lot of gluten of DIY where it, let's say it's Taco Tuesday. I'll put out some chicken, some tofu, some cheese, some salsa, some vegetables, and let everyone, like letting it, even a 2.5-year-old pick on their plate. And then they can put whatever they want, but they have to have like, let's try one thing that's like a new thing. And like, I would say like baby steps for our babies. Because if there's one win a week, one win a month, like celebrating that win with your child, you can even do like pom-pom jars where you're like, every time you get a new food, you have, you get, you know, you're working towards like a date with mom or dad or your caregiver for, you know, whatever you're trying to go for. But even, you know, like you were saying, like smoothie popsicles, things that, you know, like that kind of a snack where we're just trying to get as many nutrient dense foods into kids as possible. So whatever, you know, because they're busy. They're like the last thing they want to do is eat another meal. So, and also just letting, like giving parents grace to say, if they didn't eat a vegetable today, like, let's try for tomorrow. Like with kids, it's cumulative. It's not like, this meal is the last meal that will determine their health for the rest of their life. So I think just parents being easier on themselves too, because it is, it's a marathon.
It is. And also whenever whenever I come to days where I'm like, oh, she didn't have fruits and vegetables, I always think back to all of the fish sticks and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that I ate when I was little. And I'm like, she'll be fine.
All the pop pies that I ate on Friday nights.
Yeah. All those, like, you know, all those crazy things that now I watch back. My sister is like very into all of the things that we ate as kids that have all of these terrible ingredients in them. And also talking to my mom about them. My mom's like, we didn't know all those things back then. So, you know, I think definitely the idea of giving yourself grace as a parent and finding fun ways to incorporate your children, because it's true. It's like they have FOMO at this age. It's like they don't want to stop and do something, but in involving them and incorporating them into the meal prep is
saying, pick the time of day. Like I know my hungry time of day, like pick the time of day that, you know, your kid, I always think it's like freaking 3 o'clock when they get out of school and they're like, wild animals. Like, yeah. And so whatever that time of day is, that's the time to get in those fruits and vegetables. Like the one thing they love, because you know, when they're wild and like, just give me anything, you know, they hand them the carrot, hand them the cucumber.
It's true. Well, thank you so much for coming and chatting with me. I'm so excited for you. It's such a beautiful book. You should be so proud. I hope you're sitting in all of the excitement around it and just like really proud of yourself, because it's such a huge accomplishment. And We'll put links out so people can get their hands on this book. And truly, it's so much more than a cookbook, which I think is like such an important part of people getting this book. It's really just like an overall lifestyle book that has amazing recipes as well, of course. But I mean, like, look at these salad jars. It's just, it's all so fancy and pretty and also accessible and approachable. So thank you so much for this. Congratulations. And
I'm waiting.
I'll let you know when I try the pesto.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.